Support for Let's Eat comes from Bombs Natural Foods. More than just supplements, Bombs offers massages, ion cleanses, a juice bar, and an educated staff for all of your questions. Bombs Natural Foods, with locations in Merrillville, Highland, and BombsNaturalFoods.com. Program consideration comes from Lithographic Communications. Lithographic Communications, located in Munster, has been providing both printing and mailing services locally
from
since 1988. More information is available at 219-924-9779. NIPSCO supports Lakeshore Public Radio because a little information can be a huge help. Sign up for NIPSCO Alerts to receive updates on your account, including power outage status updates via text, email, or phone. Learn more at NIPSCO.com/alerts.
It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. You're tuned in to Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. And this week we have a special guest. He's been with us before, but this time he brought his dad with him, the original creator of everything.
The big guns.
The big guns. I mean, he helped create menus and food and then helped create Chris, too.
He does it all. That's amazing.
So we got the people from Sandwich City on from Crown Point, Indiana. And we want you to call in 769-9577. That's 769-9577. Give us some comments, viewpoints, questions, and you know what? Mm-hmm. Chris and Ted are going to be sending out some gift cards to Sandwich City. And we're eating
Beautiful,
some of these sandwiches.
Yes.
So what's going on? And if you're calling now, you're going to have to hold. We got some things to do before we get going.
So, yeah, before
so
we
be,
hit
so
the
be
phone?
Patient with us. Mm-hmm. Remember, 769-9577. So Sharon, what's going on in the community?
Well, we have finger painting Picassos being held at the Hammond Civic Center at 5825 Soul Avenue. There are events November 12th and the 19th and December 3rd and December 10th. Children will work with paints, glue, paper, and shaving cream, and more. So nothing says happiness.
Sure, that's not
like
for adults?
Kids working with shaving
with
cream.
Shaving
I would
cream?
Do this.
Oh, okay.
I would do this.
I'm just wondering what's going on
and,
out there.
You know,
and this is PBS, and you're talking about, you know.
And it comes with a borrowed apron.
Okay.
And a snack is included. There's a special holiday activity on the last day. I think that would be December 10th. You have to register, and there is a cost to participate in this. But it's a community event.
Yeah.
So
and
then,
fun.
And then there's a private company that's building the Klein Avenue Bridge. They're having another sidewalk talk. It's like a free monthly series that kind of gives you the inside look at the project. The remaining event date for that is November 16th. Registration for that is not required. For more information, go to kleinav.com/event-calendar, or you can call a number if you want that number. I'll just go ahead and give it out.
Give it out, Sharon.
219-276-8902. I think you actually go to the site and they give you a tour.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what it is.
Like a virtual reality tour?
Well, or maybe a real tour.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of visual aids they
up.
Have, but you can. I mean, that would be kind of interesting. And yeah. I think Chris Nolte went to that and did a story on it. Because there was, you know, previous sidewalk talk events. That would be very interesting.
Those are fun. But you know what? The big news is tonight, it's freezing out there, right? If
oh,
you
yeah.
threw some water
oh,
up
yeah.
in the air, some hot water, snow would be coming down. And we got
totally.
We got Merrillville versus Crown Point at Crown Point.
Mm-hmm.
What yeah. a game tonight. We got Tommy Williams and mm-hmm. Wayne. They're going to be broadcasting that game and many other games. They got their correspondents out at all the football fields out there with all the sectional games going on right now. And I'm torn. Chris, aren't you torn? Chris is in the same boat as me right
yes,
now.
Yes,
because
yes.
you're a graduate of Merrillville.
Yes.
And so am I.
Uh-huh.
And our kids go to
Crown Point.
So what do we do? And I've been thinking about it, because I want my mojo to go the right way. I don't want my mojo to go to the wrong team. So my mojo is going to go to Crown Point. And my reason is because
your kids go there.
Well, more than that, when I was in Merrillville High School, we won state in the mid-70s, probably 75, 76, and I experienced that. And it was a good time. We were on fire trucks going down Broadway. This is when Merrillville was very small and innocent.
Yeah.
Well, don't you want your kids kind of enjoy that too?
Yeah, yeah. So
who are you rooting for?
I guess I got to go with Crown Point myself.
Uh-huh.
I'm a 91 alumni, but
It's a whole 11 years earlier than
you. We're going to pass it on to the kids now. So, you know, my son's going to be there. My daughter's already there. So.
Yeah, and my son's there. My daughter just graduated. Yeah. And I thought,
I have to support them now.
Right, it's you got to support time. Them. And you know what? You kind of want them to go through that experience. It was kind of fun. It was a good time.
Sure, yes, you do. Yes.
It was a real good
do.
Time. So,
nothing
folks,
like old school.
But it is tough. That is a tough decision to make.
Yeah, especially in our situation, we graduate from the school, and then our kids are going to the opposites to go Crown Point, the rivals.
Yep.
But it's going to be a cold night out there, folks. Yes. I mean, so bundle up. Mm-hmm. Get ready for the game. I'm sure it's going to be a great game. They got some monsters over there in Maryville that's going to go
some
against
big guys.
Yeah, that's going to go against Crown Point. Traffic. Tell us about the traffic. Yeah. What's going on out there?
Well, you know, actually, there's a little bit of a slow spot on 8094. If you're coming into Northwest Indiana from the suburbs of Chicago, eastbound 8094 from the Bishop Ford to around Calumet, you're going to run into a small, slow patch of traffic there. Then it stays kind of busy up until Klein Avenue, and then it opens up again. It's early. The Indianapolis Boulevard stretch through Highland between like Wood Hollow Drive, south of 30 into St. John. It's a little busy there, and a typical busy spot on 30 through Dyer, both directions. It always seems to be a really busy spot. Dyer between the state line and Indianapolis Boulevard is almost always red.
You know, my crystal ball is telling me that tonight the traffic is going to be around Crown Point High School.
Well, you know what? You're probably right. I-65 looks okay.
So
though.
There's all this traffic. How are we going to get to Sandwich City?
I think, you know, regardless, even if our particular path might not be that bad, we should just fly right over the top of it.
You think we should float over
just
or fly
go right over?
Let's
just walk out.
Yeah,
to
I'm
going to.
You want to hold my hand? It is getting dark out sooner now.
I know. Don't be scared, Nick.
I'm not scared. You're right next to me. You're like my rock.
Mm-hmm.
You're like the fist. If anyone came out there, you could pound them for me.
I'm your bodyguard.
You're my bodyguard. I need one. I'm getting old.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I do more than just run the board.
No, you do. You fly this balloon.
That's right.
There we go. I can see. Now we're getting up there, aren't we?
Yes.
I see Broadway
one
right
more.
There. There we go. We're right up there. I see Broadway.
This thing really makes a lot of altitude in a short amount of time.
And you know what? I am starting to see Sandwich City there on Summit.
Beautiful.
Ready to land?
This thing, yes, it works so well. It's really fast. Okay.
There we go. Okay, we just landed. And you did a great job. Even you got bumpers underneath the basket or something?
Oh, yeah.
You got springs.
That, yeah.
So, folks, we're here joined with the folks from Sandwich City. We have Ted Pavlu and Chris Pavlu, father and son from Sandwich City. They're located on Summit Street in Crown Point. And if you want to call and ask them a question or ask them about their secrets or anything that's going on, 769-9577. That's 769-9577. Give them a call. And you know what? Chris and Ted are going to send you out a gift card to Sandwich City out of Crown Point. Well, we've had Chris on before. He's a restaurateur. He owns The Radius. He owns Olympic Foods. He owns Sandwich City. He also has Paths in Hebron. So the guy's got his fingers in anything that deals with food. And he's got his fingers in anything that you'd probably lick your fingers afterwards when you eat it. So I want to invite Chris onto the show. How you doing, Chris?
Good, good. Thanks for having me, Nick.
You know what? You were a blast last time, and I'm glad to have you on again.
I'm excited.
So last time you gave us some background about, briefly give it for some of the new listeners, give us a little brief background about yourself.
Well, I was actually born into the food business, again, with my father and my mother. My father's been in the imported food business for, 55 years?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was born into the food business, and I just started making sandwiches at the, you know, in our store, and it just escalated to that. I like to be creative. I like to take something put a little bit of this, you never know what your taste buds really want.
Mm-hmm.
So I went over the edge and built different kind of businesses.
With different, really kind of different profiles,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, different profiles, because I had so many ideas, I didn't know which way to go.
Right, and sometimes you overproduce, you overmake things, you know, so you need different units so you can kind of expose them. Before we get to Ted, who do we got on the phone?
We have Charlotte's got a question. She's from Crown Point.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hey, Charlotte.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Very good.
What's your question for the guys here?
Do you have a vegetarian option for your deli sandwiches?
Yes. Yes, we do.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
It's called the Sicily.
And what goes on the Sicily?
Yes, the Sicily just has the fresh mozzarella, roasted peppers, roasted peppers, spinach, and then we make our own city sauce, which is like an olive oil vinegar blend.
Ooh, sounds good.
It really is good.
Have you ever been out to Sandwich City?
No, I haven't.
But you know where it's located?
They can have any sauce they want, though. So.
No, I don't.
Okay. Chris, tell them, start off the show, where you guys are located.
1441 East Summit. Just right off of Broadway, just in a,
it's like
little
a strip mall.
Little strip mall.
Like, and you'll see the van out front.
Yep. There's a van. It says Olympic Foods in Sandwich City. Can't miss it.
Yeah. Great.
So what Chris and Ted are going to do, we're going to send you out a gift card to Sandwich City out in Crown Point so you can go and visit it. How's that sound?
Oh, that sounds great.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Folks, it's that easy. 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call and pick the brains of the people from Sandwich City. Now I'd like to introduce a man. His name is Ted Pavels. And I've known Ted probably since I can remember. It's like one of those things, like he wasn't like introduced to me. It's just like being brought up in Gary, and my dad owned like a clothing store in Glen Park and with Louis, and Ted had an import store. I think I just gradually knew your father just as I grew up. And you said the store's been around.
You got thrown into him.
Right.
Right.
And you said this, you started about 55 years ago with the import store. So that means I was like 1 or 2 years old. And I'm sure my dad, because he knows you, took me in there to buy the fetas and the things like that. So I want to introduce everyone out there in Radioland to Ted, probably one of the first innovators of what you know now around Northwest Indiana. And you see him all over the place, but he's one of those guys that really kind of started it, and people probably copied him a little bit. And he has Olympic Foods, which is an import store. But Ted, why don't you give us a little bit of background about yourself and how when you came over to this country from Greece, you know, how'd you get started? Why'd you get started? Just tell us a little bit.
Well, I've been born to the business. My father was in business since he was 13 years old.
This is back in Greece?
In Greece.
Back,
okay.
Yeah, in Greece.
And
yeah,
so what? Your dad, your grandfather, had like an import store and stuff. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, he had the store. So, well, some reason I went to discover America. I came here.
What year was that when you came over?
66.
66, okay.
So I love this. I love them. Mm-hmm. I love America.
Uh-huh.
So, and I try to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
So I got married, and
he was working a lot. He had three jobs in the beginning when he came. So he didn't come and just open up an apartment.
So when you first came over, what were you doing? What kind of occupations?
I was working at the National Baking Company in Chicago.
Okay.
I was working at St. Trinity. I was picking up 53 kids.
Okay.
To the school.
Right.
And I was going to the restaurant Diplomat House. Three jobs.
Wow.
So it was okay. I loved it, though. I loved it. I never complained about it.
Now, why did you decide to get into the import stores?
Because it was in my blood.
Now, over in Greece, now, are the import stores the same as they are here?
They have everything, you know. Yeah.
But is there import American stuff, or do they stick to the Greek thing?
At the time, right. You know, it was only Greek. But my father had everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything.
Yep, everything. You know. I enjoyed the candy.
Yeah.
We all did it. Yeah.
So,
when you came here and you decided that you were working all these jobs, what struck in your mind? Like,
well,
hey,
I'm
tired of this.
I was thinking to go on my own business.
Uh-huh.
It was in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did. After I married, you know, my his mom,
mm-hmm.
Chris's mom, you know, after 2 months, I was looking on Broadway. And we were working,
mm-hmm.
first of the year, and was a Harvey's store there,
mm-hmm.
and Mr. Harvey had 3 units there. So one was for rent. So I called next day, and I rent
That's
place.
Was that Glen Park?
That's in Glen Park.
I remember
that's
Harvey's.
That's how I started.
And what year was that?
69. And I remember Harvey. You had like the Five and Dime with the candies and things like that.
I used to go there all the time.
And you know what I remember about you, Ted? I remember you were always nice to me.
Yeah.
I remember going as a little kid.
You're nice people too, anyway. Your father, your mom, you know.
I used to go there. Yeah. I used to go in there when I was a little kid, folks. And we used to buy, you used to have snails.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yes, and these big barrels.
Those,
and you used to give me the snails.
Yeah.
You just say, hey, take some home with you. And you told me if you put them in water, they would come alive. And when you see the snails, they look like they're dead. There's nothing. Yeah. But you put those snails in water, and they would come alive.
They come alive.
And you know what? That memory has stuck with me for all these years. And I probably was maybe 5 or 6 years old when I went in there. And I used to put my hands in with the snails and stuff like that.
That's cool. That's one of those childhood memories. You remind me of a person that my parents would be friends with. Yeah. Like somebody I knew when I was a little kid.
So you were in Glen Park for how long? And then what did you decide to do?
Well, after that, you know, I was coming this way.
He was coming north on Broadway.
South on Broadway.
South of Broadway. You know,
south,
and I end up now.
We had five different places in Maryville.
You had one that was sort of by where the Dickas was, or the off-track building is, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then you opened up a really big place.
Over there by the Greek church.
By the Greek church there.
Yeah, I got Nick's, got the
Nick's produce. We bought his building.
So, and that was a lot of work. Yeah, I remember I was going there and buying feta and things like that from you. And then at what point, Chris, did you say, you know what, you know, I know the import business, I know this, but I want to do restaurants. What point did you decide to do restaurants?
Well, it was when we had the new store over there next to the post office when we bought Nick's. Some guy came in and he took a loaf of bread off the shelf. And, of course, we had a deli there. We have cheeses and different things. He goes, hey, can you make me a sandwich? I said, yeah, I can do whatever you want. So I put something together. I put some olive oil and some vinegar, and then I cut some mortadella, some prosciutto, and some salami, and some provolone cheese, and I made him a nice sandwich. It was pretty big sandwich because it was like Vienna bread. So, you know, I filled it up. So he loved it. The next day, I had tons of people coming in asking
for that sandwich.
Yeah. So I said, you know what, we're on to something. So we started doing the sandwiches. And that's where it just grew from there. Yeah, I enjoy it.
Did that sandwich have a name? What was the name of that sandwich?
Oh, the Big Guy.
Nice.
Yeah, that was the Big Guy.
Can you still get that sandwich?
I can make you anything you want.
Folks, 769-9577. 769-9577. Give us a call and talk to the guys from Sandwich City out of Crown Point and ask them a question. Pick their brains and get a gift card from Chris and Ted. So, Chris or Ted, give us like a feel of when you walk into Sandwich City, what you can expect seating-wise, atmosphere, tables, things like that.
Well, besides the imported foods, you know, Chris created the Sandwich City.
Mm-hmm.
See, and Sandwich City, I came up with that. I came up with that name, actually. My wife came up with that name.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked it. So I said, I always want to do themes for like all my restaurants, you know, like Radius or Pav's and everything I've had. I wanted to create something that, you know, stuck to that. So Sandwich City, I said, you know what? Let's make our sandwiches and name them after where they originated from.
Right.
Like chicken salad. It originated in Wakefield, Rhode Island, so I call it the Wakefield.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I make an Athens sandwich, which is, you know, with the feta and the salami. The Italian, you know, I got the Indy, I got the Gary. I mean, we have so many different kind of sandwiches, but I looked up and I did research of where all this originated. Mm-hmm. And that's how I came up with Sandwich City, name them after the cities of where they came.
So how many seats you have in here?
I don't know. You could fit at least 20 people.
20 people. So how's the operation work? When somebody walks in, what kind of sequences do they go through to place their order?
When they come in, you go a little, you know, you walk a little bit down the aisle, and then you place an order. There's a sign there that says place order. And then place your order. We put it together. You guys look around, take a look at the olive oils, the meats, the cheeses, the olives. You know, just take your time.
So it's got a kind of a market feel to it?
Yeah, it's like an old school. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's old school. You know, you got that imported foods and that smell. It's that unique smell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we do soups. You know,
you are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Do what Sharon says. Dial in 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call and find out what Sandwich City is all about and get a gift card from Sandwich City out of Crown Point. So you researched all these cities.
Yes.
And did you just, like, take a map and throw a dart at the thing and say these are – how did you know what cities
– because I
did
knew –
did you guys have a group of people where you just sat around and say, hey, what comes from Memphis or what?
Every menu I've made at every location just came from me. It just – it just comes to me.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's a gift I was given. God said, feed the people, and I'm feeding the people.
So, Ted, when somebody comes up to the counter and orders a sandwich,
Now,
is everything sliced fresh to order?
Yes. We slice every morning.
Okay.
And middle on the day, uh-huh. We don't have nothing old next day,
Even the vegetables, the lettuce, everything fresh. The tomatoes, the onions.
Tomatoes.
Everything.
Lettuce, everything.
Everything's fresh.
Fresh.
How many different sandwiches you got on that menu?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
See.
I'm going to say a good like 15, about 15, I would say about 15, 16 maybe.
No, about 20.
20?
Maybe 20. But we got salads and soups.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So, like, you were just talking about this the Gary sandwich or the mill worker sandwich. Now, I've kind of heard that when I was growing up because there was like Lincoln carryouts. Yep. There's places like that. What makes a good steel mill sandwich?
It's the quality of the meat.
What do you put on that one?
We put the roast beef and we put American cheese. We put it on the marble rye, and it's a thick cut marble rye.
People, they love it.
Yeah.
They love Gary. Yeah.
Yeah, they like that sandwich.
So that's why I called it Gary, because of the steelworker.
Yeah. So what do you think is your number one sandwich, Ted? What do you think people ask for the most?
I can say Gary, Crown Point.
Crown Point's a really good one.
What's the Crown Point? I was reading them, but
I had to make something for Crown Point. So
especially for the game tonight.
I know, exactly. I don't have a Maryville sandwich yet, but maybe I'll work on that one. But on the Crown Point, we have roast beef and turkey. Mm-hmm. And then we have two cheeses, which is the Swiss and American, right?
Their choice. Yeah. Whatever they want.
But we put a city sauce and mayo on it.
Yeah.
On this fresh bread that we bake every morning. It's one of the best sandwiches.
Well, looking at your website, it looks beautiful. Absolutely. Yeah, there's pictures and a map and graphics, and it's very nice. And it shows the picture, like the New Yorker, the Crown Point, the Gary, the Sicily, the Indy.
Oh, yeah, the New Yorker, that's with the corned beef.
Yeah. Well, Tom Lounges was just in here, and he just commented how that was the best corned beef he ever had.
Yeah.
And before we were on the air, we were going back and forth about lunch meats and how your dad, being from Greece, a little more frugal probably says, hey, we don't need to buy this lunch meat for a dime a pound. And you like prime best.
That's it.
Okay, so tell us how that works. So what do you look at when you're going for lunch meats?
I'm kind of like the opposite of my father.
Okay? I kind of found that out throughout the years.
My father, he looks for the deals.
Right.
Me, personally, I go with the quality.
Uh-huh.
Okay? If we're putting this food in our body, at every restaurant, everything I make has to have a quality to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's cheap doesn't mean it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I think people will pay the money for a quality sandwich versus a skimpy old sandwich. I mean, on our sandwiches, we put almost a third of a pound of meat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that meat is quality meat,
freshly
sliced. I mean, we slice it thin, we put it on that fresh baked bread and with that city sauce that's my original recipe. So It's unique.
What brands do you use of the meats?
I use Eckridge. Who else?
Most Eckridge.
Yeah. Mainly
the
Eckridge.
The meats and the salamis and the
yeah, the turkey too. Yeah, turkey. We use the premium from Lipari Foods.
Turkey, mm-hmm. It's the.
We do a smoked turkey. Mm-hmm. I like a smoked turkey.
Yeah.
So we slice everything thin, so it's, it tastes.
You know, the turkey is butterball.
Yeah, butterball is good. Yeah. That's what we use. We use butterball or Sara Lee. Yeah. Those are probably the
ones. Sara Lee, butterball, you know, that's the same thing. Yeah.
Folks, if you want to try a sandwich, give us a call, 769-9577. Sharon's got one, 769-9577.
Yeah, you brought in a really nice tray of sandwiches today. I'm holding one. Is this, which one is this? Is this
that's the Crown Point? Crown Point. Yep, mm-hmm. You got it.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And what else did you bring us?
Oh, geez, there was like a... we got the Berlin, which is on a pretzel bun. It's turkey with American cheese and or cheddar cheese and
bacon.
Man, it's one of
the
most
Berlin
popular.
Goes bacon and you know.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's you know because I call it the Berlin because of the pretzel.
Okay. Right?
The pretzel bun. So there is some analogy to the different side. You know, like the Sicily, mm-hmm. Fresh mozzarella, so things like that.
Is that the vegetarian one?
Yes.
The Sicily?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, I worked delis and grocery stores for 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. I had a slicer attached to my arm for 21 years.
That's how I met you.
Yeah, and that's how I met you. We reintroduced was Ted, because my father knows Ted, and we used to get feta and stuff like that. But you know what I found out, and it's true, what's better when you slice meat? Is there a reason for shaving it compared to slicing? Do you think there's a difference in flavor?
Absolutely.
And I know the answer to this, but...
Yeah. Absolutely. I believe so. The thinner it is the more quality of the taste that you're going to get when you bite into it. The thicker it is, it's more of chewy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You don't want to chew. You want to eat. The thinner, it just melts in your mouth. That's how I feel.
Like he has a sandwich... Chicago,
mm-hmm.
We put 7 slices.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon.
Wow.
And it's like my BLT.
I mean, like BLT. But that's a 9-inch bread.
Yeah.
You know?
Because the BLT was invented in Chicago.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Slices.
I didn't know that.
Bacon. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of bacon.
Yum. Everything's better with bacon.
Oh, everything. Yeah. And we put mayo, lettuce, and tomatoes.
So you guys make sure everything's like chipped or shaved really thin.
Yeah, yeah.
And do you ever get these people that like it thick?
No, I don't
Nobody complains.
So besides bacon, what else is on the Chicago sandwich?
That's it. The lettuce and tomatoes.
Okay.
Because Chris says that the BLT was invented in Chicago.
Yeah. So that's why I call it Chicago. Yep.
All the sandwiches, they have name.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All
you know, I wanted to create a theme, you know, like something different, you know, something fun.
Something that people can
relate
to.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you have the sandwiches, but you also have salads. So you have tossed greens?
Yes.
And what do you have in that?
Look,
Chris has got his mind's got to be like a computer because he's got 4 different operations with 4 different menus, and he knows what's on all 4 menus. So
Chris is born for that.
Yeah.
For restaurant business.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's got your entrepreneurial spirit.
He can get the restaurant close up, and he can do it.
Right.
I could take it and rebuild it.
Yeah. That's
I love doing it. I love what I do.
I
love the customers. I love talking to the customers. It's
he's strong. I'm proud.
It's a win-win situation.
I'm so proud.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's cool that you have this talent and
I'm self-taught.
And you know.
Yeah. Everything is self-taught.
Right.
I just taught myself.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that.
Yeah, with Radius.
Go to chef school.
Nope.
But you talk like a chef, and you cook like a chef, and you prepare food like a chef.
You know why? That's like there's
the
a
love
isn't
food.
They say the road scholar? Well, he's a true road scholar. He's like worked it on the road, and that's how you learn how to do it.
Yeah, it's school of life.
So, what kind of salads do you have? What are
we have like the Greek salad. We have a chef salad, a house salad, a chicken salad.
Okay.
And also we have the soups every day. We have lemon rice every day.
So, Ted, are you the soup Nazi?
Yes. Because sure is.
You know why? I say this because you have not just one or two soups. I mean, like my restaurant right now, we only have 4 soups. And a lot of places, we're saying only, and that's a lot at a lot of places. Uh-huh. But you guys even have more. How many soups do you guys offer a day?
about 10.
Really?
10 soups.
Wow. I know.
People, they go crazy about the soups.
Especially in the winter more so?
If my dad could add more, he would.
I get into that situation too, Ted.
One time I had 12.
12.
Last year, you know.
What are the different ones? Can you tell?
Different.
Tell like which kinds, which.
Ted said, no soup for you.
So, well, for sure, the lemon rice and chicken noodle and chili are the staples.
Chili.
That's what we have. Our three staples
chicken noodle soup.
Chicken dumpling.
Chicken dumpling.
Broccoli cheese.
Italian wedding.
Well, what time do you go in at? 10?
8 o'clock, 7:30 sometimes.
Yeah, and what time is the operation open at?
Well,
whenever. Whenever anybody walks
wait,
in.
That sounds like it's Greece over here.
I swear.
This is how it is in Greece. It's whatever.
As soon as my dad goes there, the first thing he does is put the open sign on.
Oh, really?
So he doesn't care if the lights are not on yet. The open sign is the
first thing. If I'm there 8, yeah. It's open.
Oh, nice.
We never say no.
You never say no.
Sometimes we close. We see people coming outside. We open.
Yeah,
you know, open the door. Hey, we're going to feed you. Come on.
Beautiful.
Folks, we only got like 20 minutes left. The times went by really fast. So give us a call, 769-9577, 769-9577. If you want one of the best sub sandwiches around and a choice of 10 soups a day, not counting tossed greens, you need to go to Sandwich City in Crown Point.
And I noticed you guys do catering, too.
Yeah. Oh, we do a lot of catering. We do box lunches. We do the sandwich trays like we brought here, cookie trays with chips and pop. So we do anything. Yeah. We make anything you want. You know, whatever, you know.
So what kind of notice you didn't on catering?
I like at least 48 hours.
48. What do you say, Ted?
Yeah.
Okay, you agree.
My dad would take it 5 minutes before.
I thought he was going to take one on the phone and meet him at the restaurant after this.
He probably would.
Well, we got an order.
Uh-huh.
For 80 sandwiches.
Wow.
2 hours before.
And we did it. That's how it is.
You know what? If we can do it, we do it.
And they don't forget about you either, do they?
Yeah.
When you do something like that.
No. I mean, this is for the people.
That's what restaurant.
We're not corporation. This is all of the businesses are family owned.
This is self-employed.
Yeah.
That's what makes it special.
Yeah.
That's the reason.
You know, and it's true. You know, when you deal with the small guys, you know, they want they're hungry for the business. They'll do what you need. And you know what? You want the gratification. You might not say, hey, pat me on the back. You don't want that.
No.
But you know inside that you've done something good.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it works. Compared to a corporation, it's like, did the vice president hear about that? Do I get a pat on the back? We don't work that way.
No.
Not in a small business. It's all about it feels good inside. That's why we're doing it. Who do you got on the phone to make them feel good with some sandwiches later?
Tina from Crown Point.
Tina, how are you?
I'm good. I'm the big sister and the other child of Ted, but I just wanted to give a shout out.
Okay.
Great radio show.
Thank you.
Love hearing it and super proud of you guys.
Now, do you have a question you want to ask them that they probably wouldn't tell you if you were off their air? Now they have to answer your question?
Dad, who's your favorite child?
Oh, come on. We already know that answer.
I love you.
He's going to say his grandchildren.
Yes.
First.
So,
I love them.
So do you live in Crown Point? You go to the Sandwich City? You go and visit your father?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I'm sending our children there to go help out.
That's right. That's what happens when they start getting
older. Train them early.
I started when I was 8.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Tina, thanks for calling in.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Love you.
Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call and get a gift card from Sandwich City.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
How you doing? We're back. We're back with Let's Eat on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. We're an NPR station. We're the big flamethrower here in Northwest Indiana for news, for sports, and for Let's Eat with Chef Nick and Sharon Jackson. You guys, we were talking about catering. Now, do you guys deliver at all?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Now,
yes,
Let me ask you, do you do just a drop-off? Do you do the whole thing, or what do you do?
Usually just a drop-off. You right. know, we have everything ready. We put the plates, if you need plates, napkins, forks, whatever, spoons, soups. So we get everything prepared depending on what the customer wants. We build it around the customer. You just want a sandwich or you want a box lunch. You want them individually. You want just individually wrapped with chips on the side and so people can pick their own. You know, we just custom make everything.
Any alcohol there?
No.
No.
Only, yeah, in the office. Try working with my dad.
Okay, what's trending? Anything trending in the sandwich world, do you think?
You know, that pretzel bun, I mean, I've been using it for a long time, but you see everybody going on this pretzel bun.
Culver's, you know, yeah. is that their commercial?
I mean, they're way behind,
like
though.
I know, they're acting like it's a big deal, and we've been doing it for years, haven't you?
I put burgers on it. I put sandwiches on it. I mean, yeah.
Ted, do you do anything seasonally with sandwiches? Anything out there? Would you do anything different? Do anything for the seasons?
Not.
He makes platters.
Yeah.
You know, we can make like a salami, meat platter with cheeses.
Whatever customers prepare, yeah. you know.
My dad's always like, he never says no. That's one thing. No matter what.
I guess when you have a situation like what you have, which is like a deli, basically, mm-hmm. that there's really, you can make whatever you want when you walk up. Yeah. So it's hard to come up with what's going to be seasonal or what's going to be a new item because people are asking for new items all the time. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, kind of. I mean, we've had the same menu for 6 years, right? 6 years we've been there?
6 years.
Yeah, 6 years. We never changed anything.
Well, I'm planning to put gyros.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
Me and you, Chris, are the same.
Gyros. First, I'm going to start with gyros wrap.
I have a gyros wrap. It does well.
I don't agree.
Chris doesn't like that, you know, but people
keep it simple. That's why he doesn't understand.
We got to stop the feud. We got a phone caller. Who do you got on the line,
yeah,
Sharon?
We have Tom from Hebron.
Tom, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Oh, come on. Give us a question to make some peace around here.
I just want to say I've eaten at all of Chris's restaurants, and they're terrific. The Hebronator over there at Pav's, the Blue Cheeseburger at Radius. I like the Barbarian at Sandra City. Great stuff.
So where do you visit mainly? Where do you go to mainly, you think? What's your go-to?
I live in Hebron.
Oh, so you're going to Hebron.
I go to Pav's.
Go to Pav's.
Get stuff taken out from there. Yeah.
Okay. So if we send you a gift card, are you going to go? Can you go to either place, or you can only go to Sandwich City?
Go anywhere you want.
Okay. So we're going to send you a gift card out, so you can go anywhere you want. That's within Pav's, within Chris's radius of restaurants. How's that sound?
Pavlu Restaurant Corporation.
Pavlu Restaurant Corporation. How's that sound?
Terrific. I just made it up.
Okay. So thanks for calling in. I hope to hear from you again. Okay.
Will do.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Who else we got, Sharon?
A friend to the station, Wendy from Hobart.
Hey, Wendy, how are you?
I'm good, Nick. How are you?
Good. I'm glad to hear from you. I thought I saw you in the restaurant the other day. Nice seeing you.
It was me. I was there.
There you go. Do you have a question for our folks from Sandwich City?
I don't have a question, but I just wanted to say that Sandwich City is my favorite sandwich shop.
There you go.
My daughter and I love to go to Sandwich City.
Thank you.
And I love the panini.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk a little about
very, very popular.
We're running out of time, but we're going to talk about those paninis. Yeah,
we need a two-hour show.
So Wendy, so if Ted and Chris send you out a gift card to Sandwich City, you're going to take full advantage of it?
100%.
Okay, we're sending it out now.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Thanks for calling in, Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy.
Sure thing.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Nice hearing from you. Who else we got there, Sharon? Let's get them off the board here.
Yeah, Roxanne in Crown Point.
Roxanne, how are you?
I'm great. I had a question. Someone mentioned about how good your sandwiches were and that you have like a little deli attached to it, like you sell like grocery items
and things.
So let me ask Roxanne real quick. I'm going to ask Chris this. Like she said, you got a little deli attached. Do you sell the lunch meat by the pound and stuff?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll sell you anything you want.
Oh, good.
So, Roxanne, have you ever been to Sandwich City or any of the other restaurants that under the Pavlu Corporation?
No.
Mm-hmm. No?
So I'm looking forward to trying it.
Okay. So we're going to send you out a gift card. Chris has got one in his pocket. He's going to throw it my way. Ted says that's fine, too, so he gave the okay. Yeah. So we're going to send you out a gift card to Sandwich City, okay?
Good. Looking forward to trying it.
And I hope to hear from you again, okay, Roxanne?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Hey, have a great day and stay warm, okay?
Oh, sure will. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the panini, okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, is a panini machine a George Foreman, or is it something different?
Oh, it's something. I wish it was that easy. No, it's a big machine.
Yeah.
You know, it's like cast iron.
Right.
You know, you got to put the weight on it, and it has to make sure you got that heat going. Gives it the marks. Uh-huh. You know.
And the purpose of the
panini, it's a hot sandwich.
But the purpose of that panini machine, doesn't it give you texture?
Yes.
Gives the sandwich a crunch.
Yep.
So sometimes, folks, when you're eating a panini sandwich, you feel like the outside is like a ruffled potato chip, even though it's not a potato chip.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because they have that crispiness to it.
So what do you put on to make that bread crispy?
Butter.
You use butter?
Yeah.
But you can use other items too, right?
Olive oil. We use whatever's there.
So, folks, basically when you do a panini, Chris, you stuff it with what you want.
Yep.
Do you stuff it with the lettuce and stuff?
Uh huh.
You do.
Yep.
Some people like hot lettuce. Some people don't.
Doesn't really get too hot because if we put it in the middle, it kind of stays a little bit crispy. So I've experienced with that. But the thing is with the panini, if you take it out and you try opening it and put the lettuce,
it doesn't work. It just ruins it. Right.
So
right.
It's okay.
So
I mean, it's a hot sandwich.
And then when you press it, it leaves the grill marks. It leaves an indentation like a ruffled potato chip.
Yep.
And then crunch, crunch.
That's it.
Now, I'll give everyone.
So you cook it with the lettuce on it, then.
Oh, no, yeah. Tomato, onion.
Yeah, everything because if
on
you.
It. Everything on it.
Unless you don't want nothing, because when you pull it apart, it doesn't pull. It's like a grilled cheese. Try pulling a grilled cheese apart and putting something in the middle of it.
Right.
And it doesn't really cook it because it's in the middle. So what you're doing is just heating the top and the bottom.
But your cheese does melt.
Yes.
And your meat does get a little warm.
I like that crunchy
and
consistency.
You know what I do? Yeah. You use butter and olive oil, but I cheat. I buy the aerosol can of butter or olive oil, and I spray the bread with it, and then I put it on the grill. I don't know why I do that. It's just an old.
It's easy.
It's easy.
Is that real butter that you get out of the can, though? You get that? Is that real butter?
I don't
know
if it's real butter. It's probably an oil with a flavor.
Yeah.
But the olive oil tastes good. I think olive oil on a panini bread is good.
Yeah.
It makes
that's
it really
how I
crispy.
Originally started it.
Yeah. Who do we got on the phone, Sharon?
We have Tim from DeMont.
Tim, how are you?
Fine. Enjoy your show.
Thanks for holding
on. Sure. My question, your days of week, hours, weekends?
Okay. He wants to know your operation
hours. During the week, Sundays were closed. Got to have one day of rest.
I am too.
Yep. Monday through Saturday, like I said, we probably open from 8 o'clock till 6 p.m.
When Ted puts on his shoes.
Yep. Well, as soon as he walks in, we're open.
Yeah. I like your dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Until 6 p.m.
Yeah, 6 p.m.
Just your regular coffee, sodas, things for that, for drinks?
Yes. We have cans.
Tables, booze?
Tables. Tables.
Okay. And then when you serve, is it on a tray?
Yes.
A plate?
Well, yes. And we put it in a paper boat. And every sandwich comes with a pickle. So that's a little bonus that you get.
Yeah. And that's kind
of. You don't have fries?
No, just chips.
Yeah, that's what when he says a pickle, that's what they call the taste experience. So you get a little bit of crunch.
Well, that's true.
And you change it up. You know, this way everything's not soft. You get a little bit of texture through your food.
Right.
So have you ever been there?
Hibernator. That's my number one.
The Hibernator is number one out there.
Well, we're going to send you a gift card out so you can go to the Sandwich City Ater. How's that sound?
That's what I wanted because we're always looking for some place to go. I'm retired, and my wife and I are friends. We're always looking for some place different. And I was listening to you today, and I said, "Boy, this sounds good."
So we gave you a great idea.
There you go.
So Chris and Ted, they're going to send you out a gift card to Sandwich City out of Crown Point, right on Summit Street. Thanks for calling in.
And then you have a website also, right? Is it Sandwich City or what?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's
and you
want, get all
and,
my information.
And like Chris did a great job. You know what? There's all pictures of everything that he has.
Great.
Nice pictures too. It's not like
I'll
you know.
That. Yeah.
So you know,
it makes your mouth water.
Yeah. You actually. Appealing, yeah. It's not like it's all.
And it's real. Those are real pictures.
Right.
They're not like sprayed and foam.
Yeah.
And all that.
They're not from Bon Appetit magazine.
No,
okay.
No,
I just want to make sure
that's the real deal.
Okay. So we're gonna send you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in.
The gift card. Sure. Have a good weekend.
You too. Folks, we got about 10 minutes left. If you want to give us a call and pick Chris's and Ted's brain, 769-9577, 769-9577. Here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, and it's Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick.
Yeah, so where do you get your inspiration from? Do you know? I mean, you just...
You know...
He talks to other people in the closet by himself.
Do you know, when I lay in bed...
Oh, I knew it was going to
You
be
know,
bad.
Because, you know, from Radius, all my ideas just pop into my head, and then I'll write it down, and then I go in my kitchen and I make it. And I see if it tastes good. If it tastes good, then it's a winner. Mm-hmm. You know, it just comes to me.
How do you make your business successful?
Service. Service is number one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number two is great food. Number three is great prices. So if you have two out of the three, you're good. You have one out of the three, forget it. Close the doors.
And plus respect the customers.
Yeah.
Well, that's service, everything.
Right.
Absolutely.
And you like you said, you know, if the food comes out, some people can deal with it or whatever, but if the service is terrible, forget about it. You can have the best food in the world.
Yep.
But if the service is bad, you are considered bad.
I lecture every day. Service, service, service.
So what type of ham do you use?
We use a Krakus.
You use Polish. The Krakus ham.
Well, sometimes it could be the Krakus or it could be the Warsaw. But it's a Polish ham.
Warsaw is a very good ham.
Yeah, it's the same.
It really is. And what you know? What makes the difference between the Polish and say
the cooked?
Your father. Your father probably wanted the boiled ham.
I love the
Polish is the best. Isn't
I love the quality.
Now there's a big price difference. You can easily use boiled or cooked or whatever they say.
Yeah, no way.
So what? Can you tell people what the difference is in them?
Well, there's no taste to the boiled cooked ham.
Because you know why? They put 35% water in the boiled ham.
It's horrible.
Where the Krakus ham, I think they put 5% water. So if you took a pound of shaved boiled ham and threw it on the grill and cooked it, and then you took Krakus and did it, your boiled ham would lose almost half of its weight and turn into leather, where the Krakus doesn't do that.
Or not even think
to
get that.
Yeah,
I just like eating that.
I'm surprised
you know,
they
you
sell
shave
that
it thin, and I just I eat that. Just
the Krakus ham is the best ham.
I just love it.
So we got somebody on the line that probably wants to try some Krakus ham. Who do we got?
Yeah, she's got questions. Sharita.
Sharita, how are you?
From Portage.
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, really good. Kind of cold, but pretty good.
Me too. Well, I have a question. As we debated this at work this morning, unfortunately, you may have already answered this, but I wasn't in the car sooner to call and ask you. What's on a Dagwood?
Oh, I made that up. You know, isn't the Archie comic?
Yes,
it's the Dagwood sandwich.
Dagwood has everything. everything. I mean, that's like a Eiffel Tower of a sandwich.
Have you ever I'm not sure of your age, but read the Archie comics or anything like that?
What about that old show, Blondie?
Well, I know that Blondie's husband was Dagwood Bumstead, we debated after I heard this morning. I said, I want to know what's on a Dagwood because for some reason
everything.
It sounded like an old-fashioned sandwich had a bunch of stuff it. It was really good.
It probably has old-fashioned on it. It probably has olive loaf on it. It probably has P&P on there.
I used to have the Dagwood when I opened up my first deli in Hobart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the Dagwood.
But that's not something you do now?
No. I mean, I can. I mean, like I said, I don't make anything
you're
you
challenging
want.
Him like out. You're challenging him.
I mean, I'll put
out.
Whatever you want on a piece of bread. That's great.
So, you know
based on the tone of the show, I need to ask your dad because it sounds like he'll pretty much do whatever.
Oh, my dad will never say no. And if you ask for something, he says, I'll find it.
Yes. So what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to Sandwich City out in Crown Point. And when you walk in and you see Ted, say, Ted, I want a Dagwood sandwich.
Good luck.
No, I have to say I want a Dagwood sandwich, please.
Please. Yeah, but I would say the history of the Dagwood is from the Blondie strips. And I remember as a kid reading it that her husband, Dagwood, would eat this sandwich that was like a yard high and try to finish it. And that's where I got it from.
That's what the Dagwood
Black
is.
Black and white
that's
TV what, show from like, Channel 32 on Saturday mornings or something.
Yeah, it's nothing like in particular. Okay. It's just
like a sandwich for everything.
Yes.
So we're going to send you a gift card, and you go get yourself a Dagwood. How's that sound?
I will. Thank you so much.
You know what? Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Have a great day. Stay warm.
You too. Bye.
So you got any other projects coming up?
I hope not. I'm happy the way it is. Now, if there's anything I do want to open up another deli.
Okay.
I'm not going to say where, but I'm just looking into it right now.
Yeah, you could be right next to Chef Nick's. It's fine. I have cheap rent, too. Now, we didn't get into this. Do you do sides? Do you have any side dishes or anything that you do special with sides? And sandwich shops, you know, is usually chips
or
something.
Yeah, we have like what? We have macaroni salad. We have potato salad. We have coleslaw. We have desserts. We have some cheesecakes in there. Whatever my dad decides to – he makes – actually, my dad makes the best rice pudding.
Uh-huh.
So whenever he makes it, Risogolo. You got to get it. Yeah,
Risogolo.
Honestly, I give it to him on that one.
Really?
That's the only thing he can make good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, who bakes the bread in the morning?
Well, we bake it.
We bake it.
We bake bread 3 times a day.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What bread do you have real quick? Folks, we're down to our last few minutes, but we're going to ask some more questions. What kind of bread do you make?
We have whole wheat. We have the
Marble Rye.
Marble Rye.
Of course, the French. It's the 9 French. Inches.
And the
pretzels. Pretzel.
The pretzel buns.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
You know, the wheat, you got the wheat.
But, you know, you got the panini, but you don't have like a fryer or a grill or anything like
no,
that.
No, no, no.
Nothing like that. You have a stove to heat up your soups make your soups on, and that's it. So it's basically your real deli.
Yeah, it's a real deli.
Yeah, most delis don't have a flat top or anything like that.
Panini, is that made with a special type of bread?
No, I use the French bread.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just use the same bread.
But if somebody wanted that pretzel bun,
I'll put it on that too.
Because on his menu, you can take any sandwich and make it into a panini. You can heat it up.
Yes. Yes.
So
if you want it in between two cookies, I'll put it in between two cookies too.
Well, that's beautiful.
We're down to our last couple minutes, so
you know, no bounds.
Yeah.
I want to hand this over to Ted. Anyone you want to thank? Anything you want to say here at the last? Give you the last few seconds here.
God bless you. God bless America.
Okay. Well, Ted's a very nice guy. Yeah. Your father's very nice. I've known him throughout the years.
I've learned a lot from my dad.
Oh, yeah.
And my mom, you know, my mom has the creativity. My dad has the business sense.
Well,
so
you're fortunate that you have a father that's in the food like you are, because it's like double power that way.
Yes.
You have a backup, which is very,
very good. We fight a lot, though.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's how you work things out.
Me and my wife. I say yes, he says no. Right, he says no, I say yes.
That's how it is.
You guys are still close, though.
Yes, yes.
So, Chris, we got the last minute here. You got the last minute. Go ahead and say something.
Of course, thank you for having us on. I love what we do. My father is 80 years old, and he's still working every day.
He looks like he's only like 65.
Yeah, and thank you for everybody, our support, all our customers, all our fans, all our friends, everybody. Thank you. I mean, I'll keep doing what I'm doing as long as you guys keep coming.
So tell everyone your address, your hours of operation, Facebook, website.
Sandwich City is 1441 East Summit Street, right off of Broadway. It's in a little plaza right next to Phil and Sons. Our hours are from the time that my dad walks in to 6 o'clock.
Okay.
So it could be from 8, 7:30, 9.
Okay. What's your website?
It is sandwichcity.com.
Okay. I want to thank Ted and Chris Pavlos for coming into the studio here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. I want to thank you, the listeners, for listening. And for you that called in, thanks for calling in. We'll be sending out those gift cards. I want to wish Crown Point good luck on the game tonight. It's going to be cold out there. Everyone bundle up. I think it's going to be like in the 20s. Sharon, you got anything special going on?
No.
Nothing?
Not really.
Oh, you got to just take it easy and just get into your Snuggie and that's it.
I mean, you know, just catch up on stuff.
Go get a sandwich.
Get a sandwich. Yeah.
There you go.
I want to thank, again, Sandwich City out of Crown Point on Summit for dropping in and visiting us. I want everyone out there to be safe. Be happy. Have a good time this weekend. And Yasu.